8:28, welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Good to have you in here on this Monday. Nick Braden and D-Mace with you as we welcome in the voice of the Nashville Predators, Mr. Pete Weber, who will have the call tonight with the game getting started at 7:30 here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and it's nice to have something where we don't have to get started just before 9 p.m. I'm relishing this a great deal, believe you me.
Oh, you think you are, sir? Okay, that's funny. That's comical to me, Pete. we got like 4:30 alarm clocks here, man. I am ecstatic about the start time tonight. I am not ecstatic, however, about the defense, and not just the defensive players, but the defensive play in the zone, right? The forwards turning the puck over as well. What is missing philosophically from what this team has always been to what it is in the last two games, where you've given up 10 goals to the worst offensive team in the playoffs?
I don't know if I can break this down into philosophical components, but I would say, and it's like the old joke that was made by John McCain when he coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what do you think of your team's execution? And quite frankly, I'm in favor of it, is what he said at that point in time. This philosophy be darned, this is simply not getting things done that you're supposed to do. And yes, giving up 10 goals in the last two games to a club that was so offensively starved coming into the postseason. But then again, there's been this line that was put back together. Ben goes back with Sagan, and Radulov comes back with him as well. And they have been almost impossible to handle, at least for Nashville.
Now, Pete, did you expect, and maybe this is, you know, one of those questions that are, before I ask it, I should already know the answer, but the previous game, 5-1, 5-2, whatever the score was, you just thought that was a one-off. But then they come back and they repeat it again, meaning the Dallas Stars. Nashville scores more goals, but Dallas still scores five goals. Did you expect that type of game, or did you expect, okay, that's a one-off, Predators will come back and they will do what they're supposed to do, and this will be a close game, but the Predators win? Because it seemed like it was just a carbon copy almost of what happened 2 days prior.
So they arrived at it differently, Derek. In the first game, they just gave it all up in the first 14 minutes or so of that game, down 4-0 at that point. This one was a little bit more back and forth, but Radulov had his two goals in the game. Dickinson had another, and then would add yet another for the finale, and those were all off turnovers. And the other part about game number four was it was the Stars killing you with the power play. They had three power play goals in that game. And I know that brings up another question about the Predators' power play, which to this point in time in the playoff has been, well, I guess much of the regular season non-existent as well. So, stay out of the penalty box, which is going to be difficult against these guys, but they consistently put so much pressure on you, oftentimes it ends up in you taking penalties and then giving them those chances.
Pete, you mentioned the penalties, and one of the guys that I feel like has had a series that he probably would like to forget to some extent is Mattias Ekholm. Can you explain what he has done? I mean, it seems like it's partially just some undisciplined play, partially Dallas getting in his head and antagonizing him, and then maybe even a few penalties, or at least one where it could have gone either way and the referees didn't give him the benefit of the doubt. From your vantage point, what have you seen from Mattias Ekholm this series?
Well, I know Derek is going to say that the referee Saturday, one of them, being a Michigan State guy, did give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think there's any question on that, what to call it. But I think, for the most part, it has been undisciplined play. And undisciplined play can come from them getting under your skin as well. So, but I think basically what you're coming right down to here is discipline, which is what this club had shown much of the year.
Yeah, and it's like, Pete, you know, when a guy takes a hack at your goaltender, you have to do something about it. But you got to be smart about it. The key is you shouldn't be in a position where the other team feels like it's okay to take a hack at your goaltender. So that's sort of the genesis of all of that. What do you make of the play of Matt Zuccarello? I mean, he's a guy that brings an edge and a grittiness to their offense. Last year it was Paul Stastny, an acquisition by the Jets that dominated the Preds. I think Preds fans are looking at their guys and going, why don't we get that type of impact? Because Zuccarello's had a huge impact.
He has had, and he had it with very little lead-up. In other words, he broke his arm in the first game he had with the Dallas Stars and really didn't come back until just before these playoffs. So it's like he has gone through training camp and become accustomed to his new teammates, and he's been in the right spot at the right time to be able to capitalize on the chances that he has had. But, yeah, Zuccarello's career record makes you think about what he can accomplish, and he's gone ahead and stayed pretty much in career character in this series.
Pete, final one for me, and I want to end it on a positive. And there hasn't been a plethora of positives, but there certainly has been one guy. I think if you're going to name an MVP for the Predators through five games, it's been Rocco Grimaldi. I mean, just what have you seen from Rocco Grimaldi? And is he more than just a third or fourth line guy moving forward? I know we're not into the offseason or anything like that, but moving forward, is this guy somebody that we should be keeping an eye on a nightly basis?
Well, you know what he reminds me of from a few years ago? The guy who wears 33 now. He wore 38 back then, but he is another non-stop going engine like Victor Arvidsson is. And he has a nose for the net as well, which he proved when he gave the team a 1-0 lead in Saturday's game number 5. Yeah, keep your eyes out on him to be certain. And then tonight, what the Predators are hoping for is what I stayed up late to watch last night, guys. Heck with your early wake-up calls. I was not going to go to bed until that game was ended with San Jose and going into their second overtime. They effectively played like 41 minutes of extra time in that game. Tomas Hertl ends it, so there is another division champion, the San Jose Sharks, who have forced a Game 7 back at home. Precisely what the Predators wish to force here tonight.
Pete Weber will have the call tonight, Game 6 here on 102.5 The Game. Great stuff as always, Pete. Thank you.
Thank you. If I keep you up late, but it results in a Game 7, don't be concerned about it. I'll get you some coffee tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
I like it. Thanks, Pete.
There you go, and Pete Weber.
And Pete Weber never confuses Victor Arvidsson and Rocco Grimaldi, unlike the national broadcast.
Was that an NBC guy?
It was an NBC guy. Mm. No shots on goal.
Was it a CNN guy?
no shots on goal, and called Rocco Grimaldi Victor Arvidsson, I believe, twice. Had to correct himself. He's like, oh, wait a second, that's 23. Like, yeah, they look alike. I get it. They're small, and they skate hard, and they're fast, and they score goals.
And they both have threes at the end of their number.
That's
tricky.
It's true. The life of a broadcaster, such a tough one. You got to go through lots of trials and tribulations and adversity there as a broadcaster. But he's right, though, Pete, about Game 7s, right? Toronto or Boston forces Game 7. San Jose forces Game 7. Both coming back to home ice. So,
all right, we know the Predators have been in this situation before, down 3-2. Let's take a listen. Here is Predators head coach Peter Laviolette, asked yesterday about playoff experience and how important that is and what you can draw from it from an elimination game in Game 6.
Yeah, what I've said and what I meant is that you can't rely on those things. Like, you can't just say, well, you know, we've done that before, it'll happen again. I do think that there's valuable experience that's been picked up by our group over the years, winning and losing, from the very first Chicago series to the Game 7 win to the Game 7 loss to just a lot of playoff scenarios and regular season scenarios that the core of this group has been through together. So they're battle-tested and they're ready for an opportunity right like this. Now we load the plane and we got to go out there and we got to deliver that. So I do think that the experiences that we've been through, you know, they make us a little bit tougher in a situation like this. We shouldn't be deer in the headlights when a game like this happens. We've been here before.
All right, Derek Mason, you're a former professional athlete. Mm-hmm. You've been in tough situations. Can you actually draw from that, or is that just a cliche reporter question and a cliche answer?
I think you can draw from being in tough situations. You know, that's how I think when you have these veteran teams, they rely heavily when they're in, say, Game 7 eliminations or elimination games in general. Typically, they know what it takes. They've been here. So the nerve or them, you know, as a team going outside of the box trying to do something that they're not accustomed to doing because it's a Game 7. Now, you have teams that haven't been in that situation, and maybe that's what they do when they're a force with elimination. They try to do things that are not common to them because they're trying to make a play. They're trying to press. Well, if you had a team that have been there before, that has been there before, typically they don't press. Typically they just go out and they play the game the way they are supposed to play it. And then hopefully by them doing that, then the games work out in their favor. But the problem with the Predators is they haven't. And I don't know if they can or will. Again, I don't think they win this game. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But nothing tells me that in these last, you know, five games that the Predators will do something extraordinary and win this game. Nothing tells me. Yeah. I mean, you look at the data, you look at everything. Nothing tells me that that will happen. Now, again, I hope I'm wrong, people. I really am. I hope I'm wrong, and they come back here for game seven. But what I've seen the last five games gives me an indication that the Predators will lose this game and lose it in grand fashion.
Yeah, there's nothing that says it, but it doesn't mean it's not possible.
Exactly.
I mean, listen, Martin Jones, the Martin Jones we were all ripping, right? For hey, that's San Jose's biggest weakness, their goaltender, Martin Jones. 58 saves last night in a double overtime win on the road to keep his team alive. If Martin Jones can go on the road against Vegas and stop 58 out of 59 shots and play like 100 minutes of hockey to win and get his team back to game seven, so can the Preds. So there's no reason that they can't go out there and play their best game other than the fact that they just haven't done it, and we don't have a lot of confidence that they can.
I mean, when we went back to, what was it, two Wednesdays ago, right before game one, I never would have envisioned a scenario where the Dallas Stars would win three straight games in this series.
Yeah.
And I know Ben Bishop.
Yes.
Well, you had Dallas winning, right, Derek?
Yeah, I had Dallas winning in seven.
You're the only one, right?
I had the Preds in seven.
Preds in six.
And yours is off the board.
Okay, yeah. Done.
But, I mean, this is the beauty and the joy of hockey, because, like, if the Predators were to lose tonight, you would say the best team in the Western Conference is finished in the first round. The best team in 25 years in the NHL, Tampa Bay, is finished in the first round. The three-time champs, the Penguins, are gone. Everyone has been talking about how the Western Conference runs through Winnipeg and Nashville. Both could be eliminated in the first round.
Does that make you feel a little better?
To me, it does. Like, it just it shows you the craziness and the wildness that is the NHL playoffs. You have to understand the base layer of the NHL playoffs. It's just insane, unlike any other sport. Winning 16 games is just incredibly difficult. It's not like the NBA where the first two rounds are sort of a layup, like, no pun intended. But it's just different. And, again, Martin Jones stopped 58 shots. If you would have told me that Martin Jones is going to stop 58 shots on the road to keep his team from being eliminated against Las Vegas, I would have told you you were crazy. So we saw it last night. Same thing with Boston. Boston's facing elimination. They go on the road in a game six situation, and they beat a really good Toronto team 4-2 last night. Not as crazy a situation as Martin Jones stopping 58 shots, but two teams yesterday did exactly what Dallas is trying to do tonight. So we'll see what Nashville's trying to do tonight in Dallas.
Stick to Sports is coming up next, but right now I got to tell you about my new friends at Hippo Insurance. With my family relocating to Nashville and buying a new home, I realized something, guys, this past weekend. Most home insurance policies were created decades ago. I'm talking like in the 1960s, and they are embarrassingly outdated. That's before the entire Nashville Predators roster was even born. Hippo Home Insurance believes that people deserve better. So my wife and I quickly realized that Hippo is smart insurance for the modern home that covers things that you really need, like your computer equipment, appliances, HVAC systems, even your television for up to 25% less than what you're currently paying. So here's what you have to do, Morning Drive listeners. Just go to myhippo.com/the game and see how much you can save in as little as 60 seconds or less. My wife and I were stunned at what our archaic policy was charging, and Hippo helped us switch without our current policy expiring. For more details, just go for the modern home insurance for less. Go to myhippo.com/the game to get your instant quote today and save up to 25%. It takes a mere 60 seconds, so switch today and save. That's myhippo.com/the game, myhippo.com/the game.